الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. من القرآن So first I will read a few paragraphs that I wrote a while ago. So a very great scholar once upon a time had prepared a book regarding why Surah Kahf for the fitan of Dajjal. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah also did work on this but on a much smaller scale. And he titled it The Muqabala, the Musara'ah, the wrestling match between Imaniyat and Maddiyat. Spirituality versus materialism, practically it was. And in the beginning of his kitab, in his Muqaddimah, he writes that when he wrote this in the Arabic language, it was at that time that the Arab world was just collapsing. Masjid al-Aqsa had gone, people had lost hope. You could never understand how can Kufr be so strong in the world and Iman so weak. Before this it was never like that. In the Muslim lands it was an Islamic issue. The non-Muslims never have any say in the Muslim lands. The Muslims had say in the non-Muslim lands. The Muslims had say in the non-Muslim lands. But things Allah Tabarakallah is in charge of it all. And Allah Tabarakallah has made when the king of the Roman Empire wanted to know the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing it is, he picked up that this is the true Nabi, but still until the ending he was not ready to read the Kalima. He was not ready. He even said, if I could, I will go to his feet. But every time when he wanted his ministers to say, let's go, and he saw they're not ready, then he pulled back. Some people, Allah doesn't write Iman even if they know the truth. But when he wanted to see really is this the Nabi of Allah, there were certain signs in their books. Those signs, even we don't have it. They had a lot of signs. So at that time, Abu Sufyan, who was still a non-Muslim, it was the time of the truce between Muslims and the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah. That's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote his letters to the different kings. So at that time, Abu Sufyan was also in the lands of Sham, and the king Hiraqal, because he had defeated the Persians, so he was making like how we'll say, I'm going for Umrah. So he was going to Masjid al-Aqsa. And the letter was delivered to him when he was at Aqsa. So he asked, in this area around, is there any Arab? Bring an Arab. So Abu Sufyan was one who was brought. Now Abu Sufyan would have loved to speak lies. But now the king had people behind him put. And he said to Abu Sufyan, I'm going to ask you a question, you speak the truth. Because if one of those people behind you just do this here that you're lying, I'll kill you. But I never call you for lies, meaning I want to know the truth. So Abu Sufyan himself says, had I not feared that someone will say I'm lying, I would have lied on that. But he couldn't lie. So the one question that the king asked him, and this means a sign in their books of the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does he win his every battle? So Abu Sufyan said no. He won us in Badr and we beat him in Uhud. So the king said, then this is the sign of the Nabi. For Allah has made it like a bucket. That sometimes their bucket will be up and sometimes our bucket will be up. That sentence of his will make all people's doubts today disappear. That Allah has never ever made it that Islam will win every battle. Otherwise there's no exam at all. There were going to be times when the bucket of Islam would be high, full. And every other nation would be maghloob. But even then the Muslims would be fighting Muslims. It would never be peaceful. And there would be time. There was a time when the Crusades came and Islam went. Then there was the time when the Tatars came and Islam went. Then there was the time of the Renaissance and Islam went. But every time that Islam went down, the bucket comes up again. Bucket comes up. This is how it's going to be. So just because we saw the era, we grew up in that era, where we saw the British Empire and the Russian Empire and the American Empire, and we never saw a Muslim Empire. So many people thought that there is no such thing called a Muslim Empire. But if you have to go into history, you will understand when that empire was there, what it was, and Allah will make it, it will come again. But whether it's up, whether it's down, there's always an exam. Some people think there'll be no exam then. There's always an exam. There's always an exam. This is a world of exams. So at that time he wrote this book. When the Arab ulama got the book, he used to write lovely in Arabic. So some of them wrote to him, Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi. They said, your book has opened up our eyes to Surah Kahf. He said, our great-grandparents would read Surah Kahf on a Friday. We would hear it will protect you from Dajjal. We would read it because they read it. But in Surah Kahf, we saw nothing connected with Dajjal. Nothing. And you have shown us that this surah is very well connected with Dajjal. Very well. So another scholar, Maulana Munazir Ahsan, he wrote a book. Ayah by ayah, showing how it refers to the fitan of Dajjal. Abu al-Hasan Ali was ruku by ruku. This was verse by verse by verse. It was that book that I translated in English and we gave it the name Surah Al-Kahf, the ongoing battle between fate and materialism. So this book is also on the website, spirituallight.co.za. I'm just going to read a little bit from the end of the book, now where the issue of Musa alayhi salam in Khidr starts. As he mentioned, we all know the incident stories, everyone likes. But what relationship this got with Dajjal? So certain things I will say it's a possibility, and certain things are like more firm. When it is a possibility, most of the time, if I remember, I'll mention this is possible. So the first thing before we go further is to think about now, it's one of two. Either Khidr is still alive, or Khidr has passed away. If Khidr is still alive, then we will say many of the things happening at the moment in the world is still happening in that unique system that Allah had happened at that time at the hands of Khidr. And if Khidr has passed away, by Almighty Allah, if one Khidr goes, there's millions of Allah's creation to do the work. So this was just an example. With regards to whether he passed away or not, the ulama differ. We have taken the view that he's around. We have taken the view that he is around. The gist of this here is, first the ulama differ whether he is a Nabi or not. A book was written regarding Khidr. If midul ayn, the surma of the eyes, bi bayani nubuwatil khadir. So first they discuss whether he is a Nabi or not, and ulama differed. Allama ibn Kathir, Allama Baghawi, the author of Ruhul Bayan, Ismail Haqqi, Imam Suyuti, Imam Razi, these are great scholars. They held the view that he is not a Nabi, but a very, very high-ranking wali. Then you had Imam Nawawi, Amr ibn Salah, Allama Alusi, Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Qurtubi, Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Sheikh Zakariya Ansari, Ibn Hajar Haythami. These were very great muhaddisin. They held the view that he is a Nabi. So that's that ikhtilaf, whether he is a Nabi, whether he is not. I have taken the view that in between, he is one who receives messages from Almighty Allah, but not messages like how a Nabi receives messages. A Nabi receives messages to give a message to the world. He, like how an angel gets messages. Angels also receive. But no one calls an angel a Nabi. He is more angel than he is man. And we will speak about Dajjal. He is more jinn than he is a man. He is more jinn than he is man. He is more angel than he is man. If Khidr was seen by Musa alayhi salam, and if it happens he's still alive, which is possible, possible not, then how Musa alayhi salam saw him, you will see him the same. You will say you don't get old. But like how Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't get old. More angel than man. That's why he's called Khidr. Khadir. Green. Green means lush. Lush. Young. Forever young. More angel than man. That even if an Israeli soldier sees him in Al-Aqsa and says, hey, what you doing there? And sends one bullet through his spine. The most that will happen, he'll fall down. And then after a while, that Israeli guy will be looking somewhere else and he'll just stand up and that hole will close and he'll carry on. Go on. Now he'll wonder, how can that happen? But if ever you had to see Dajjal, and you had to shoot him also, he will just fall into the ground, dead, then he'll smile, then he'll stand up again and you'll scream. So rather don't see him. But you understood what I'm saying? Both are the same. Both are the same. And by Almighty Allah to make in His creation things that are different, nothing is hard for Allah. So when He created a Dajjali system and a figure called Dajjal who is different from Iblis, where it's like a mixture of jinn and man, Allah created on the other side men, He created angels, and there is one called Khidr. It's a mixture of an angel and a man. For Dajjal, he had to create an entire system with him, a pyramid system to get his work done. So many agents, he had to buy over their loyalty. He had to put them in different class countries, different institutes, different parliaments. Years and years of effort. And for Khidr, Allah Ta'ala made one man on the command of Allah. One man will just go and press one button. And that button which is supposed to make the thing happen, he pressed the other button and the whole thing collapsed. And then he leaves that town and he says, right, carry on planning for the next 50 years. I'll come back after 50 years. Anything hard for Allah? Now when you're going to read now when Musa alayhi salam and Khidr are going through three, I'm going to explain to you that what did Khidr do and what was the consequences of it after so many years. But what he did, he just touched one thing. That's all. That even if the Dajjal is doing himself, he touched one thing, nothing happens. Years and years of planning of a satanic system. How many years they have planned? Aqsa they still don't have. Gaza they still don't have. Makkah, Medina, they're not even dreaming about. They went, they ran. Years and years of planning. The best of weapons. Best of intelligence, the biggest of spies, the biggest of liars, money at the disposal, technology at the disposal, everything was created. When you have to read how big they are, how bad they are, how deep they are, you will not believe that Islam can survive anywhere in the world. Then you go everywhere in the world, you see Islam survive. Everywhere in the world. But there is a Khidr, as again I said, if he passed away, there are many Khidrs for Allah. And if he's alive, then it'll be nice to meet him. But when you get a chance to meet him, like how Dajjal, even if you have to meet him, you won't know it him. And better you don't know. Even if Khidr you meet him. The best will be you meet him one day and you tell him, I would love to meet Khidr. And he'll say, me also, I'd love to meet him. And he's the one. You think he'll tell you, it's me? In history, there were times where in certain lands, people thought Islam will never ever rise in this land. And by Allah, it is a decision of Allah, but Allah got system. One man comes past a house, and this is Khidr. If he has to dress, he'll dress in an old manner. That's why the next time you meet an old man, don't always shout him. He could be the guy you're looking for. He could be the guy you're looking for. Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali of Jalalabad. There was one occasion when he went for Hajj and there was like a stampede. And he separated from his friends. And he was very small in size. And when those stampedes happen, you're not going to survive. But one person just grabbed him. Just grabbed him. And he could not believe the strength of that man. That how he removed him. How he removed him. And that man, like without any fear, just took him to where he needed. And that guy was gone. So when he would tell his murids, he would say, I don't know who that man is. But if you had to ask me, I think it might be Khidr. And he just grabbed. And just took out. And he looked after that. How did that man take me out of that place? It's so calm. And gone. We'll never know. When we read the books of Tariq, you will find always in history, when a great man dies, then they would write his biography. Then they would write that, you know what, in this house, a child was not being born. So one poor man came knocking at the door, for Allah's sake, give me something. Then the woman of the man of the house would go and give him some bread. And then when taking the bread, he would say, that may Allah reward you, may Allah reward you. If Allah gives you a child and it's a boy, you must give him this name. And I want you to put him in that madrasa as soon as he gets big. Now you will wonder who that pious man was. Sometimes that pious man was Khidr. Suddenly the woman is shocked. Her husband comes home. She says, you know what, one old man came, pious man. He said, if I get a son, he said, you're not even pregnant. A few months later, she's pregnant. Then that uncle is scratching his head. He said, what name you said? He said, this name. He said, no name. That name is Khidr. He said, which madrasa? He said, that madrasa. Age of 4, the father takes the boy, puts him in the madrasa. He says, one pious man came. Who that pious man is, no one knows. Not Khidr. One man. But one man became one madrasa. One madrasa became 50 madaris. Whole revolution takes place in that part of the world. When you ask the father, what happened? You say, once upon a time, someone knocked at our door. Who was that person? No one knows. The workings of Allah, either the same Khidr that Musa alayhi salam met, or it could be any Khidr. For Allah has many. So ulama differed whether he's a Nabi or non-Nabi. Then with regards to whether he is alive or not, until the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely he was alive. There's a difference of the scholars, did he pass away after that? So here again, some had the view, Imam Bukhari, Ibn Atiyah, Lama Ibn Jawzi, they said he would have passed away within 100 years of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had a reason to say that. Others like Allama Alusi, Imam Nawawi, Amr ibn Salah, Allama ibn Kathir, Allama Aini, Ismail Haqqi, so many. They held the view he will live until the emergence of Dajjal. There were many who would say that that narration which comes in Sahih Muslim of a young person who will go out, young person, as I told you, Dajjal will remain young. This guy will remain young also. A young person will go and openly oppose Dajjal. At that time, the narrator in Muslim, Abu Ishaq, would say that it has been said that this person will be Khidr. So both are possible. When scholars gathered who had seen Khidr from the Sahaba radiallahu an, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Anas ibn Malik, Umar radiallahu an, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu an, from those who came after the Sahaba, many, I've got a whole list of people who saw. My name is not there, so remember I. One person was angry with me, he said, you claim you saw Khidr. So I said, in a dream people see a lot of things. In a dream I saw Khidr. I never said I saw him when I was awake. Some people get upset, like, why you saw Khidr? They're supposed to like me if I saw Khidr. They get angry, why you saw Khidr? So it's possible. It's possible he's alive. And he's still doing what he was doing when Musa alayhi salam saw him before that. Because we don't know when he was born. Musa alayhi salam met him on one occasion. How many years before that he is? And how many after? from Musa alayhi salam to love till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means he's not a normal man, you know. So from that time to love till now, nothing big. It is a few extra years, nothing big. But what this issue is going to show, so the chapter, I wrote it, and that's what I want you to understand. A glimpse at the hidden hand of divine power through the looking glass of Khidr. A glimpse at the hidden hand of divine power through the looking glass of Khidr. What I'm going to explain to you is many a time we become very shocked with the power of the shaitani world. We have heard a lot about the Jewish lobby. We heard about how they control governments. We heard about how they got the international bank. We heard about how their power and their hand is behind everything. They also, they write their book, they call it the hidden hand. Because the hand of the Jahl is a hidden hand. That's why they say the hidden Jewish lobby, the hidden hand. This is what's written to show you got a hidden hand with many hands. And we have been blessed with the hidden hand of Almighty Allah. By Almighty Allah, even one Jibreel is sufficient for it all. One Jibreel. No Jibreel. One command of Allah. Be, and Isa alayhi salam is born. Be. So where is his father? You see, you ask for a father. That Allah who made Adam without a father and a mother, you ask him, where is his father? He was created with be. But how? But how? By Allah, you don't ask how. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabarakallah blessed him to meet. How he met? On an occasion he gave a khutbah, it was a unique khutbah, someone was shocked at his khutbah. He said, I don't think anyone has more knowledge than you. Musa alayhi salatu was salam agreed, or the man asked, is there anyone who knows? Thinking, I am the Nabi of Allah, no one can know more than a Nabi of Allah. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam attributed that ana alam. At the moment in the world, I am the most informed. I am Allah's Nabi. Allah Tabarakallah then revealed to Musa alayhi salam, in my creation there are those who know more. Musa alayhi salam said, Allah, then let me meet this person. I mean, if he knows things which I don't know. So Allah Tabarakallah told Musa alayhi salam to take a basket. That basket is the one that has holes. Like how normally they do the washing in that basket. And in that basket they had to put a fish. The fish, obviously you bought it from the market, so it's a dead fish, not a living fish. And he was given a sign that the day or the time when this fish will do something different, dead fish, then you will meet him. So Musa alayhi salam and his khadim, who would later on become a Nabi also, Yusha, they will now travel, and where they coming to, one person wrote an email to me. I must tell him where Musa alayhi salam met Khidr, because he also wants to meet Khidr. My answer was, if I knew, you think I'll be sitting here, I'll also go there. How do I know where he is? But he said that, no, Allah, whenever I made dua to Allah, then Allah made it happen. So he wants this one to happen, inshallah. But I don't know where he met. So Musa alayhi salam met. He was told at a place where two waters will meet. It can mean two oceans. It can mean two seas. It can mean a lake and this, meaning this river and the sea. It's not clear at all, wherever they met. But the sign was the fish. So what happened? They walked past the place and they carried on. But when they passed that place, Musa alayhi salam needed to rest. Allah tabarakallah made it. There's a lot of secrets behind this. We're not going to worry too much about it. That he rested there, and where the dead fish was, there was a stream. Now that stream, Imam Bukhari rahimullah has also spoken about the stream. It is called the stream of life. Maybe it comes from Jannah. In Jannah we know there is Nahrul Hayat, the river of life. You'll come out from Jahannam, Allah save us all. But there will be people who will come out of Jahannam, it comes in the hadith, burnt like coal. But they will just be put in the stream of life, river of life, and they'll come out like nothing ever happened. Nothing ever. So for Allah to create in this world, that stream is not hard. Some scholars have the opinion that Khidr became Khidr because he drank from that stream. We'll never know. But we do know that that stream, most likely, that's what Imam Bukhari also will mention, from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Remember, you got a dead fish. You got a dead fish that's sitting in a basket with holes, and he leaves it one side. Musa alayhi salam is sleeping, and some water trickles into that basket. That's all that happened. That water touched the fish. A dead fish suddenly comes alive. That's called the river of life. That fish, according to scholars, half of it was already eaten. So a half-eaten fish comes alive. And it starts turning in the basket, until it knocks the top of the basket. And it jumps into the water. Now, Yusha sees this. Nabi Yusha alayhi salam. He was young that time, Khadim. He looks at that and it's so amazing. And more amazing, as it goes into the water moves away from it. And it becomes like a tunnel, sarab. So now you're not seeing a fish swimming in water. You're seeing the water as a tunnel around this fish. And a fish swimming in nothing. And he looks at it. The scholars even write that normally you're supposed to scream. But Allah never wanted him to. So they just write that, you know, he had seen so many miracles with Musa alayhi salam. He was scared if I wake up Musa alayhi salam and say, come see this. He might get one slap also. Say, I'll wait and later on I'll tell him, you know, amazing. Scholars write that, but really what it was, Allah never wanted him to wake up Musa alayhi salam. Why? It went and he looked at him and he was shocked and gone. Musa alayhi salam wakes up and he forgets. Allah made him forget. So then he picks up the basket, not even thinking there's no fish in the basket. So Musa alayhi salam is not even going to ask him, why are you not bringing the basket? And they start carrying on. And they move, and they move, and they move, and now Musa alayhi salam becomes tired. He said, لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِن سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبَ. Now I'm tired. So he says, you know what, let me get some rest. Let me eat. He said, you got any fish? And as soon as he says that, he says, أَرَأَيْتَ. That you know what, إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَ. You know when we were resting by that boulder? فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. I forgot the fish. And then immediately before getting it from Musa alayhi salam, he says, hey, I think shaitan made me forget this one. Because, I mean, who would forget a thing like that? But Allah made him forget. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. He said, the devil made me forget it. I promise you. I would never have forgotten it. And he says, because وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. If you had to look how it went in the water, even that was amazing. Well, something I was going to forget. Musa alayhi salam said, ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. I was told when the fish will do something unique. That's where I'll find it. That's what I'm looking for. Let's go back immediately. But now when they're coming back, they don't reach the boulder. Comes clearly in the narrations, as they're coming back, they see a man. Once they saw the man, no one was going to go to the boulder. Why did Allah Ta'ala make this happen? It's a question. I mean, he could have just made him meet him there. But when Musa alayhi salam met Khidr, he left Yusha. Now if he had to leave Nabi Yusha alayhi salam by that water, then naturally Yusha alayhi salam will be sitting and waiting for a couple of days. And when you're waiting, you need to make wudu, you need to drink water. And if he had to go drink that water, there'd be two Khidrs. So Allah Ta'ala made it, that the water would remain hidden. Now everyone is saying, forget the meeting place, I need that water. That water will make your... One man came from what is called the village into what is called a sati, when the time satis were only starting. So at that time you had what is called the left. But in the village you tell a man of a left, even when you go to Saudi Arabia nowadays, you'll see a person who has come first time for Hajj. They're looking at that escalator and they really get scared. You'll see those aunties pull back, some of them fall even. Because they're getting scared, what's going to happen? He's going to like, eat me. And they're holding the auntie and she says, pull back. They're scared. I imagine you see an elevator like that. A lift. So he comes to the lift. And when he comes to the lift, he sees the thing opening up like this. And then he sees it closing. So for him, what does this mean? So he saw one woman going inside. She was a little big size, old. She went inside. And then he saw it closing. So he's wondering, what is this thing? Now that thing went upstairs. And when it came down, it opened again. But another woman came out. Now, she never looked like the first woman. So looking at the thing, he told his son, go and bring your mother right now. This is that river of life. If you can get that river, before you drinking it, you'll say, somebody else can also drink. Can I get two glasses? But in this world, Allah has not kept it. But Khidr, some say he drank from it. And as that fish became protected from every side, even in water. Because now why it had to be protected? If a shark has to eat that fish, or if you fishing in Mauritius and catch that fish, then you also Khidr. It's an amazing thing. I was not there. But a great mufassir of Quran, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, wrote that one of the favors of Allah upon him was Allah allowed him to see the fish. Now his error was many, many, many years after it happened. And he said, and that fish was still in half. It jumped and it went back into its tunnel. So Allah, nothing is far from Allah. Nothing is far. Nothing is far. Allah's doings in this world are unique. Musa alayhi salam met him. Immediately he made salam. Khidr said, salam in this part of the world? No one knows salam here. So he said, I am Musa. He said, which Musa? Musa of Bani Israel. He said, what are you doing here? But he already knew. Khidr already knew. So Musa alayhi salam said, I want to follow you. Learn something from you. He said, you will not manage. He said, oh Musa, you have a certain knowledge which I know nothing about. And I am in a knowledge from Allah which you know nothing about. And because Musa alayhi salam had said to that person when he asked who knows the most, he said, me. So when Musa alayhi salam and Khidr set out, before anything happened, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one bird came and sat on the boat. Just for a while. Then the bird flew. As it flew, it went to the water. It opened its mouth and it took a sup. And it went. Musa alayhi salam, they looked at it. Khidr said, see how much of water that bird took. He said, oh Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge and the knowledge of the entire world when put in front of the knowledge of Allah is like that what the bird took. So this word, I know the most, is not going to help. I don't know. That ocean and that. So that's what we know. But Musa alayhi salam said that. So Khidr made a condition. You want to be with me? You can't ask questions. You can't ask questions. But when I finish with you, I'll tell you everything. Don't ask questions. Musa alayhi salam said, no problem. But Khidr is amazing. So three incidents. And I'll show you how this world works with three. Number one, they were in a boat. The people never even charged them. But before reaching where they had to reach, Khidr, you're sitting in a boat, it's not like a ship. So if one person does something in a boat, everyone knows. But Khidr, in his miraculous finger, was able to take out a plank. Number one. You try it in a ship one day. With your miraculous finger, you take out a plank. Everyone will hear bang, bang, bang. He had no tools and he made no noise. Number two, it comes in the narrations that the water never come through. I heard of glass bottom boats. First glass bottom boat I saw in the narrations was the boat of Khidr. That when it came and docked, the people are looking at the water and say, what happened here? But the water is not coming through. But they're not going to go with that thing. That time they never knew glass bottom boat. They're looking at the water, but water is not coming through. How did Khidr remove a plank and then seal it in such a manner that no water came through? That you can see the water, but water is not penetrating. What a finger he must have had. Command of Allah. He put his hand there. Musa alayhi salam said, are you breaking the ship? Are you breaking the ship? And Khidr says, didn't I tell you not to ask questions? Meaning, I never make no noise breaking it. You making the noise. Let's go. And Musa alayhi salam said, okay, I won't do it again. And Khidr is going to get even more amazing. And this is Allah's doings. So they come to a place where there are children playing. The scholars write that Khidr walks up to one boy, very handsome boy with his friend. Some say the boy ran to fetch the ball, whether it was a ball or not, something like that. They add extra stories. So with the ball went, some say, because no one knows how he did it. Others say that Khidr, they couldn't see him. He was, what you call, invincible, invisible. He took out the whole neck of the boy. So I want you to understand this. This is not called breaking a neck. This is not one karate move, just do this. This is uprooting a neck. The only time you try and uproot a neck is Qurbani time. When they try it with that sheep, you will see that slaughtering is very easy. Taking out the neck is hard. You'll turn it, and crack it. Then hit. That's how you do it. No one does this here, and the head comes out. But Khidr's finger is not a normal finger, it's a command of Allah. So he just has to touch like this here, and the whole neck comes out. No blood, no scream, no pain. Today the world will say an operation, they gave him something, he felt no pain. And then they cut through it. But Khidr, the boys just come and see a boy, his body is here, his head is here. How did this happen? Run home and say, oh, son passed away. Musa alayhi salam said, what have you done? And Khidr says, didn't I tell you? And Musa alayhi salam is like holding himself. How can you kill? Let's carry on. And then they come to a place now where the people don't want to host them. And in that time it was known, whoever is your guest, you have to host. But the people were not interested. So Khidr went, he asked for some food, the people were not happy. And then Khidr walks out. Khidr, he's been doing it all along. But Musa alayhi salam gets upset. Especially when at the outside of the town, the wall is falling. Again, yeah, if you're a builder, and I tell you my wall is falling, come fix it. No one will ever walk up to my wall, the best builder in the world, and says, no problem, put his hand there, push it back. You can't push a falling wall back. You have to break the wall at the foundation. And you have to rebuild the whole thing. But Khidr's finger and hand is not like a normal hand. He just puts his hand there for a comma. And he puts the wall back and the whole wall is brilliant again. Now how fast he built it? These three incidents were going to show Khidr got no time. Where the Jali system can take 100 years to do something, Khidr can take 3 minutes to bring the whole thing down. Whether it's the same Khidr or any other Khidr. Which means the system of Almighty Allah will allow shaitani plans to go up. And one command of Allah and the whole thing collapses. Gone. Yeah, push it up. Musa alayhi salam gets angry. He says, at least you could have charged them for fixing a wall. Then we would have used that money to buy food. At least you could have charged them. Khidr says, oh Musa, now it's time. Like, I got work to do. Every time you're going to get angry, my work is not getting done. Few things we learn from here. Khidr was not getting hungry. Saw that? He wasn't getting hungry. Because he's more angel than man. So he don't need to eat. He don't get angry. The reason those scholars said he has to be a Nabi is because a non-Nabi, no matter how pious you are, you can't kill a person. Even if you saw in your dream you killing someone. Even in your dream you saw you killing someone. You say, I'm like Ibrahim alayhi salam. He saw he's slaughtering his son. I saw him slaughtering my friend. Next day you go to him and say, I want to fulfill my dream. I am Ibrahim, you are Ismail. It works out. You can be the most pious in the world. You can't. But a Nabi can. But an angel can also. An angel is also allowed. So Khidr is that type of a Nabi, more like an angel. More like an angel. Now Khidr will explain to Musa alayhi salam that before we separate, let me tell you. But he was not telling him alone. Through Khidr and Musa alayhi salam, he was telling all of us. That never ever be amazed with the devil system. Because the system of the devil is made to collapse. If you want to be amazed about something, be amazed at the system of Allah. Because Allah's system is so complete. And just touch and the whole thing changes. He says, you see, we jumped in a boat. At the moment, there's a certain king who's having a war with another king. That king has already told his soldiers, go out into the waters. And wherever you find a ship that is ready to move, then bring that ship, we need to use it for our battle. Don't worry of those people. Those soldiers were already moving and confiscating ships to be used. He said this was a group of boys. They were poor, they had no other means of income. Allah Tabarakallah never wanted their ship to be taken away by a king of their own land. Against his army, he got no army. Against his military, he got no military. He is a poor group of few boys. They can't fight. They got no rights. If that ship is taken away, game over. Imagine a group of masakin. But the king and his ministers and his entire group. And you got this group of poor people. And a group of poor people are able to escape from that entire system of the king. Just by the doing of Allah's command. Even those boys would never know how their ship got saved. So what would happen now? Suddenly they're looking at the thing, this doesn't look right. No one will ever jump into our boat tomorrow. And we tell him, hey, you want to see fish? You want to see fish? We got a glass bottom boat, we charge extra. And no one will jump into it. What is this? How did it happen? So suddenly they have to take it to repair. Those soldiers are going past. Whatever is being repaired, they haven't got time to repair it. They just take. Now when they took the ships, which were operating in the area, these boys were naturally sad. Because we're losing business for a couple of days. But the day they bring their ship back on the water, they're the only ship on the water. Because everybody else's ship is gone. Suddenly you see customers waiting for you. When Allah wants to send sustenance, Allah will send. When Allah wants to send help, Allah will send. We met a sheikh from Syria. He says when the first war started, broke out, when Bashar al-Assad killed so many, he said when we left and we ran and our houses and our jamiat were blown, he said we regarded it as a niqma. Niqma means calamity. He says then Allah brought us to a free land and He gave us the chance to teach freely and there was no oppressive regime over us. What we saw as a niqma punishment, we now see it as the ni'mah, the favor of Allah. That what we're enjoying today, we would never have enjoyed if that never happened. But Allah got His system. A lot of things will happen in mine and your life. So forget the jahl and khidr. Sometimes in life, if something doesn't go right, if something don't go right, don't scream and say why. Say maybe Allah made khidr. Give you an example. There's a car accident. That's a nice example. Especially for my son. There's a car accident. So you say, why? He say, I was on the way there, but khidr stopped me. I begged khidr. Because if I never begged khidr, the next road was going to be a major accident. And everyone was going to die. So just before that, khidr, bang. Khidr. It wasn't khidr, obviously, with him, but he'll always get. Sometimes in life, when something doesn't go right, you must understand maybe Allah never let it go right so that everything else can go right. But it's not easy to understand this. Even Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you're taken with emotion. It just doesn't look right. Allah, I read my surah Yasin today. Other days I forget it. Today I read it. And that's when the thing went wrong. Then you hear about Musa alayhi salam in Khidr. You say even Musa alayhi salam could not see the wisdom behind the doing of Almighty Allah. Where I'm going to see the wisdom? But in the ending, Musa alayhi salam realized he was wrong. I'm definitely also wrong. That's when you will say, Allah, I trust you. I trust you. And you can get even bigger than that. Death. That is very hard. Especially on a woman. Very hard. Many of them go in a depression. Why did I lose my child? Some of them get angry with Allah. They said, why you did this to me? Musa alayhi salam asked Khidr, how could you kill that young boy? Khidr said, Allah tabarakallah had written that for this family there was only going to be one. Only one. Now if we had to leave this boy, he's a very nice boy now. But his friendship would make him become influenced. And in that influence, he would go totally off track. And because he's the only child, when you're the only child and you grow up, your parents have to play your tune. He said he would give them so much of the cliff one day, so much of the cliff. Allah Tabarakallah never wanted that to happen. So Allah Tabarakallah said, rather cry now instead of crying then. Rather cry now. Allah had written for them a beautiful child. But for that beautiful child to come, this child had to go. Sometimes tears will come. And you will wonder, why? Sometimes no child will come. And you will wonder, why? Sometimes too many children will come. All happens. And the mother-in-law will say, why? Mother-in-law. Amazing, our mother-in-law. When the daughter-in-law is not giving birth, she says, what's happening? What's happening? And when the daughter-in-law starts, she says, what's happening? Everyone's got why? There's no why is in this game. You say, when Allah sends, Allah sends. When Allah holds, Allah holds. When Allah gives, Allah gives. When Allah takes, Allah takes. How depression can ever come to a person who has studied Musa alayhi salam in Khidr? He says, Mutmain beta huwa ya Rabb. Allah, I have now sat relaxed. Tu hakim bi, hakim bi. You are so powerful, I can't stop it. Even Musa alayhi salam couldn't stop it. You are so powerful, I can't stop it, and you are full of wisdom. So why must I try to stop it? Full of wisdom. As the third Khidr alayhi salam, Khidr says, that you see this wall, if it fell today, under this wall there was a treasure. There was a lot of wealth that a very pious man had buried for his sons. But they are at the moment young. If the wall had to collapse now, the people of this area who are in charge, they would have said, we'll look after the wealth. Like our Lord people, I'll look after. And then naturally they will use it for their own needs. And those boys, when they grow up and ask, where's our money? All finished. Allah Tabarakallah did not want these evil people. A day will come where these young boys will be the big guys in the town. They'll be in charge of the town when this wall must fall. When it falls, people will come and see the sign that this is their father's. Father means their father, grandfather, whatever it was. But because they will be the powerful in the town, no one will be able to take it from them. They will take it. When Allah wants it to go to where it has to go, Allah will make sure it goes. But until that time, Allah doesn't let it. Amazing examples. One alim came to Darul Uloom Azadwal once. He said, let me teach you about Musa alayhi salam in Khidr, in the light of the madaris of the world. He says, you see, many people complain, why Darul Ulooms are not like universities? He says, what we mean? If you go to a university, it's well funded. What about a Darul Uloom? Hardly funded. In a university, they got water fountains. In a Darul Uloom, you got water coming through the roofs. In our Darul Uloom Azad, we used to say the bricks got air condition. Because the wind would come through the bricks. I don't know if Mufti Bilal's era was like that. We used to feel it. Through the bricks, wind would come. Through the bricks. It really happens in a madrasa. They say, can't you get a top madrasa? So the alim said, see, Musa alayhi salam wanted a top ship for his friends. But if the ship had to be fantastic, then the enemy would have taken it away. The ship had to look so weak that when the enemy would look at it, they would say, this is not going to do anything. They would leave the broken ship. But it's in the broken ship that the work will carry on until it's time to take over the waters again. He says, Allah made it that the work of deen at the moment will not look very smart. Whether it was the work of tabligh, it had nothing in it. But it was going to create a revolution. Nothing in it. The work of the makatib, the work of the madrasas, the darulums, nothing is a threat for the enemy. But what the enemy doesn't regard as a threat is their biggest threat. Allah's system. He said, in the broken ship of Khidr, will this ummah carry on sailing? Nice lesson he gave. Then he gave the second lesson. He said that whenever we see blood, we cry. But Allah Tawarakullah gave a message that there will be certain times in life where the Muslim ummah will have to give blood. And it will not be easy. But it will be the blood of one that will give life to generations coming after. The blood of one that will give rise to generations coming after. The blood of the people of Gaza will never go without value. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. People who are good, Allah does not destroy this. Their blood will show results in the world. Everything shows results. But sometimes we ask, why? Why Allah never give them victory immediately? Khidr was to say to Musa alayhi salam, see, I'm also working for Allah. You also working for Allah. I don't question, you also don't question. Let's just carry on as is, do what we want. And one day when you will see, you'll say, Allah, how you wanted it, there could be nothing better. Finally, the alim said that, see the wall. If the wall had to collapse at the wrong time, the wrong people would take the treasure. He says, what we teaching in the Darulums today, Quran and Hadith, the place of this Quran and Hadith, this is the treasure that was left for the Ummah by Rasulullah. He said, the place of it is not in a madrasa. The place of Quran and Sunnah is in the market. It's in the courts. The court's supposed to be according to Quran and Sunnah. The judge supposed to be understanding it. It's in the hospital. They're supposed to be looking how to treat people, how to show compassion to people. It's supposed to be in the schools, tarbiyat of children. It's supposed to be in the market, how to weigh, how to give, how not to cheat. Everything, he said, here is supposed to be outside. He says, but if we and you decide today to take it outside, and we go and scream in the court, establish your system according to us, and you go in the market, establish your system, he says, the little that we got also, they'll take it away from us. He says, so we will carry on teaching this Quran and Sunnah in the walls of the masjid or the walls of a madrasa. But this is not the place of it. He says, but the time will come where a young ummah who's too weak at the moment will become old. And when they are ready for it, the knowledge that is inside will one day go outside. He says, the only thing is Allah allows that the wall stays up for a few more years. He says, but a day will come where the wall will fall. And what we have inside, so he said to the students in the madrasa, carry on studying. Carry on studying. Because a day will come where the whole world will need you to teach them your knowledge. Whole world. Then they will see, you know it, nobody else knows it. He said, carry on studying. These were the few lessons that Khidr gave to Musa alayhi salam. It was such a short meeting. But in that meeting, how many things he explained. The system of Allah, divine. The planning of Allah. One move. And a generation or generations are sorted out. One move. So when now someone wonders that the shaitani world with all their ability, can't do anything. The answer will be, forget Allah with all His creation. Even with one Khidr, Allah destroys you all. Only one Khidr. Imagine with many. Imagine if Jibreel alayhi salam is to be told, sort out. With one Khidr, all that plans collapses. And again it starts. Then again they start. Then again it collapses. Again it starts. We are just living through one. So whether it's the same Khidr or another Khidr, but Khidr is just a name. Behind Khidr, whoever Khidr is the divine power of Almighty Allah. This surah came to introduce us to that power. What a power we enjoy behind us. Enjoy this power. Enjoy this power. Be amazed at this power. Trust in this power. You will live happy. You will die happy. You will be resurrected happy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam. على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. O most kind, most kareem, most rahim Allah. As we have enjoyed listening to your Qudra from just a few verses of your Quran, O Allah, open up those doors that we can get a beautiful understanding of your entire Quran. We will able to study and to go through ayat after ayat. Allah, let this be the mission of our lives. Allah, let this be the beginning of the day, the end. Allah, let it be our last few minutes at night listening to Quran. Beginning moments in the day listening to Quran. Allah, make every one of us addicted to your Quran. to tilawat of your Quran, to reciting Quran, to understanding Quran, to pondering over the beautiful meanings of Quran, to reciting Quran in Salah, to learning Quran out of Salah, to be a learner of Quran, to be a teacher of Quran, to be a khadim of Quran, a muballigh of Quran, a muallim of Quran, to be sponsoring towards the learning and teaching of Quran. Allah, this treasure which you have given us, there is no treasure like it. Allah, but unfaithful, there is no person who is more unfaithful than us. Allah, make us faithful to the beauty of Quran. Allah, make us faithful to the beauty of Quran. Grant us the ability to appreciate your gift that you have given us. Allah, make us true khadims of your Quran. Allah, let us see the world as it's supposed to be seen. Arina al-haqqa haqqa. Show us the truth where it is. وَرَزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا. And grant us the ability to always follow the truth. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا. And Allah, that which is a lie, allow us to see it as a lie. وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. And then grant us the ability to stay far from it. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.